It's time. It's 3 o'clock.
New tariff threat. Trump's returns on hold. I'm Barbara Cusack. New U.S. tariffs in the works targeting China, as correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports.
Unhappy that China reneged on promises to buy more American agricultural products and cracked down on the amount of fentanyl entering the U.S., the president announced plans for a 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of Chinese products. The new tariff is effective in a month and is in addition to a 25% tariff on another $250 billion worth of Chinese goods.
Moody's Investor Service warns President Trump's planned tariffs will prove to be an economic drag. The ratings agency said the trade tensions will increasingly weigh on the global economy. South Korea's military says North Korea fired unidentified projectiles twice into the sea early Friday local time. President Trump commented no agreement had been made on short-range missiles. He has no problem. A temporary hold put on any attempt to get a look at President Trump's finances via his state tax returns, as correspondent Steve Kastenbaum explains.
The federal judge said New York cannot hand over Mr. Trump's state tax returns, but it's just for the time being. If New York state officials receive a request from the House Ways and Means Committee, they're ordered to inform President Trump's lawyers. A hearing will be held on the motion to dismiss the president's lawsuit on August 29th.
And President Trump weighed in on last night's debates, telling reporters this afternoon as he headed to a campaign stop in Cincinnati.
I think Biden did okay. He came through. He came limping through, as I say about Sleepy Joe. He limped right through it. But he got through it. He really did. I think he was okay. I think Kamala had a bad night last night.
Trump added he thinks the field of Democrats is really whittled down to about four or five candidates. Amid the threat of new tariffs on Chinese goods, the Dow plunged 281 points. The S&P 500 sank by 27. The Nasdaq slipped 64 points. And Barbara Cusack.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91.
Arizona News Radio. Would you believe two more wrong-way driving incidents? One last night near Casa Grande. The other on I-10 in Chandler just after noon, this afternoon.
One of our troopers attempted to block off the wrong-way driver in the HOV lane. The vehicle then struck the front left of the patrol car and kept going.
Impairment expected in both cases. Charges filed against a bus driver for a Goodyear Daycare Center for Disabled Children. 36-year-old Diana Salgado Gutierrez accused of leaving a nonverbal autistic 16-year-old child on her bus for 3 hours.
They saw that she was in violation of school policy and the safety procedures that they were to follow.
Mason Nail Salon worker arrested for molesting a 5-year-old boy.
One of the employees kind of grabbed him by the arm. She originally thought he was just being friendly and playing with him, and then she saw him reach down into the boy's shorts.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by Compassion International. In Phoenix, there's an accident that has a shoulder blocked, I-17 northbound on Bethany Home Road. Another one in Phoenix, 83rd Avenue at West Peoria Ave. And in Chandler, accident at Chandler Boulevard west of Loop 101. This traffic update has been brought to you by Compassion International. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a partly cloudy low of 87, calm winds. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny and hot, high 106. West-southwest winds, 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Friday night, low 89. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 110. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 103 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not hungry.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4 right here on Independent Talk. KFNX 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this fix and flip frenzy here Thursday in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Members to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. Our email, Elton Brothers, one word, at cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. Look at the latest real estate numbers, plus fix and flip frenzy. What is it really doing to our market? Then in our loan segment, getting high on financing, Rick. Jeffrey W. is here with how to finance your next cannabis-based investment. That should be interesting. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, we had a rare find. Newer construction in Tempe yielding big returns. And down the stretch, we got some new listings, a special distress sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You know, speaking of AC/DC, you know they're coming back on tour with Brian Johnson?
I do now.
Just saying they called him back. They were sick
First of all, I didn't know that he left.
They were sick of Axl Rose.
Wait, what are you talking about? I feel terrible.
You didn't know Axl Rose was singing for him?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm way behind the curve. Axl Rose was singing AC/DC songs.
Put a for sale sign under that rock you've been living under.
No kidding. Well, I do have a for sale sign under the rock, but hey, that's a whole other thing.
Yes. Brian Johnson's been gone for, I don't know how long now. But wow. Anyway, yeah, because he lost his hearing. Quote unquote.
I did hear that.
Yeah, so they got rid of him. They said take a hike, take a long walk off a short pier, wow. Make like a tree and leave. But now they got him back.
The show must go on.
Anyway, so here's the big drama today in the market. The big drama was that the Fed just announced that they are cutting the Fed's fund rate by 0.25%. And here are four things that you need to know. Now you ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody says, oh my God, the Fed's just reduced rates. Now interest rates are going to fall and there's going to be a frenzy.
Well, not necessarily, but yeah, I mean, that could lead to lower rates.
The number one thing is the Fed does not control mortgage rates.
Now, there you go.
Did you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know that the Fed sets the funds rate and discount rates? These are costs for overnight loans from bank to bank or from the Fed to member banks.
Yeah, it's an overnight rate. But it does have a tendency to foretell where rates could go.
Ah, I stumped you.
Keep going.
When the Fed cuts their rates, mortgage rates can actually rise.
Yeah, they can.
Did you know that?
Yes. They're not connected directly.
Lower Fed rates can be good for stocks. But actually, it didn't end up being good for stocks today. Well, that was because of Trump, right? Trump's tweet, right? Didn't he come out and say tariffs?
Look, every time the guy Powell opens his mouth, it just creates volatility. So the market was down 300, it was up 300, it was down, and then Trump tweeted, and then it was down. So there's always volatility around these announcements, and then things calm down till the next one.
Anyway, lower Fed rates can be good for stocks, so investors often sell mortgage bonds to raise cash for stock investments. When bonds prices fall, mortgage rates rise. So if a lot of selling is going on in bonds, generally that means higher mortgage rates. Did you know that? I'm saying things that
look, the 10-year treasury is like around 2 right now. That is a correlation to mortgage interest.
Right,
mortgage
but all rate. I'm telling the people out there, our listeners, but when they hear that the rates fell today, that they reduced the rates.
Yes, it doesn't correlate
to mortgage rates.
Not necessarily. But it has. Like in the past, interest rates have come down after the Fed has lowered, has eased. Okay, they call it quantitative easing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mortgage rates have gone down. But, you know, the economy seems to be, on a lot of fronts, doing pretty well. So it feels like it's more of an insurance policy to me than anything else. It's like a just in case.
A lot of times nothing happens because there's already an anticipation of this because the market is smart. They know what's happening. They can forecast.
Okay. So
I just wanted to tell everybody that this Fed cut doesn't necessarily trickle down to mortgage rates. Sometimes they actually go up.
Yeah. Just watch the 10-year because that typically follows mortgage rates.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, most times. 10-year's at 2. Mortgage rates are 4. When the 10-year, remember December when the 10-year was at 3? Mortgage rates spiked up and that's where we thought the world was falling apart. And then the rates came back down magically.
The 10-year was just at 2.8. 2.8.
No, it was right. It was over 3.
I'm just talking about a couple weeks ago. It got the 2.8 or 2.08. Regardless.
Oh, 08. Yeah. 08. Yeah.
We're just cutting butter right now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about like what's going on in the market. And I tell you, we got listings in all price ranges. 134,000 to 1,250,000, I think is our range right now. So we see the gamut of what is happening out there with activity and feedback. Feedback is the biggest thing. Because there's low inventory right now, that doesn't mean that people are sitting on car hoods writing offers on houses. It doesn't mean that you can have chipped up Formica countertops and get the same amount of money as a property that's got beautiful granite and a very clean property presentation. It's not that way. It used to be that way back in 06. What was it? Back in 05, 06, 04.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what you had on the market. You could be missing a water heater. People didn't care. Air conditioner didn't work. Copper was stolen. I mean, it doesn't matter. Nowadays, you actually have to have a very clean, a fairly updated property to get top dollar, regardless of very, very low inventory.
Yeah.
Rates are low. Inventory is low. That doesn't mean that buyers are out there throwing money at anything. They're not.
Here's what's interesting. On a national level, Shannon sent me this over. Thanks, Shannon. Our resident researcher. So nationally, some cities like Phoenix, Vegas, where else? Phoenix, Vegas, Tampa reported year-over-year gains of 5.5%. This is in Case-Shiller. But a lot of cities were like in that 2 to 3 range, and then some are actually down, like Seattle. like areas of New York, like San Francisco.
So,
it's a little bit of a bifurcated market.
The high-end stuff. Seattle.
High-end stuff.
Seattle, high-end. L.A., high-end. New York.
Yeah, those cities were seeing a little bit of softness.
And can you imagine that Phoenix, because we have so much of the same thing, we have 5 million people living here, and we have a huge amount of urban sprawl and huge amount of the same amount of properties that are under, say, 350, 400, and we're still only up 5%, the most livable area in the whole country, basically.
Well, yeah. I mean, Vegas was 6.4. That was the highest. And then Phoenix was 5.7. I actually like that. I mean, I don't want to be too hot anymore. Pun intended. Let's get slow and steady wins the race. Up next, getting high on finance. Jeffrey W. is going to tell us how to finance your next cannabis-based investment. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name Bonafide, as in get your Bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody's home. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers of Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line suburban mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannuitized. And you know what? Deanne is on vacation and her compadre, her partner, Jeffrey W. is on the line. Jeffrey, you there?
I am here. Hi, guys.
Jeffrey, how are you?
I couldn't be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Most of the time you come into the station. Now we get to hear your voice on the radio.
I know, and I'm totally bummed. But you know what? I was out cereal shopping because, you know, it's that time of year when Suburban Mortgage feeds the hungry children that go to Desert Mission Food Bank. So in the last 7 years, we have fed 145,000 children breakfast.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And today I purchased 263 pounds of oatmeal.
Boy.
See, now that's a great thing to do with your day.
See, when you said you were out cereal shopping,
yeah,
I thought it was like a continuous thing for you.
Like but, Rick.
Well, it is, which is really ironic, right? I mean, you guys know my shoe problem, so.
Hey, now it's turned to cereal.
You said cereal.
No, cereal.
You said cereal. Rick and I looked at each other like she's in the supermarket.
I immediately thought of Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yep.
Cheerios is the big thing.
Yep.
Raisin Bran, Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs.
Yep. Fruit Loops were my favorite.
Mm. So you see, these are all solutions to that tease that we had. You know, we were talking about getting high on financing and you get the munchies, and cereal was a go-to, I'm sure, for a lot of people out there. But how does this translate to financing?
Oh, my gosh. So the munchies and financing, cereal and cannabis. Yeah, it's quite the thing, and they are making pathways. There are pathways set in stone right now for individuals that have dispensary income or grow house income, and they break it down into three specific categories.
Okay.
The easiest is going to be your W-2 employee. They can actually get a conventional mortgage and use a down payment assistance program on top of it and work at a dispensary or a grow house. So, you know, whatever a normal Fannie Freddie loan, 3% down, 5% down,
okay.
Home Ready and DPAs and regular conventional financing.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Because I'm just learning about all this as we speak. So you said two things. You said grow and you said dispensary. Are they mutually exclusive, or can you do both in one thing?
Typically a W-2 employee is going to work at one or the other. Now, most of our dispensaries around the valley have their own grow houses. So, if they're a W-2 employee and they work in a grow house or a dispensary, either one, they can do the same thing. Where it comes into play are the owners. If you're a 25% or more owner in a dispensary or a grow house, then your options start getting more limited on what we can do for you. Then your third category is going to be your owner that's also W-2'd, because everybody needs to spend that money. You know,
right.
They can't do anything with it, right? So they're paying themselves on top of being a 1099 employee or an owner with a K-1. They're also getting W-2 income.
It seems like
that switches the whole game in another direction on what can be done and what can't be done. The number of investors we have that will allow us to do these loans.
Gotcha. It seems like the common thread in all of this is W-2 income.
Yes. Yes.
Whether W-2. You're an employee or an owner paying yourself. If you have W-2 income and you work at or own a dispensary
grow house.
Grow house. Thank you.
No, that's not correct. So if you are 1099, K-1, and W-2'd, so if you're an owner and you're W-2'd, you cannot do a conventional loan. You can only buy investment properties.
Right, but do you guys have...
So we can do those loans. We have outlets for all of them.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Yes, we have outlets for all of them. You know, some of them are not the greatest rates, right? So the any owners that we have to do a non-QM loan type for. So we're going to do a, if it's an investment property that they're buying, we're going to do a cash flow analysis loan, and they're only going to qualify for the rental income that comes off the property that they're buying. So that's pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
Now, with that all that sweetness, there's got to be something that's not so sweet, right? And that's going to be your rate. So your rates are going to be higher, like a point and a half to 2% higher on those types of loans, because you're a higher risk and you're essentially, you know, being able to spend some of your dispensary earnings or cannabis earnings buying a home.
Well, the key is that the financing is out there for these folks.
Yes, that's the key. That's the key. So there's good, you know, we've done a handful of these loans, and we're out there, you know, advertising them and teaching realtors how to write the contracts.
Excellent. I might have to take one of those classes.
Yes, so, you probably should.
So what's the best number for somebody to call if they're interested and want to know more information about how to, you know, obtain cannabis financing?
You know what? They can call me. I'm a licensed loan officer. You know, I don't normally give my information out. Deanne's not going to be back for another, you know, a week to 10 days or so. So,
right.
Everybody can reach me at 602-606-6758.
All right.
And that's my direct number at Suburban Mortgage.
602-606-6758. Jeffrey W. Just ask for Jeffrey W. And she has all the good stuff on this cannabis product.
Yes, yes. So, you know, as 2020 comes closer and it's going to be legal here, we're going to see a lot more people and industry opening up and more people working in this industry. So we need to have programs for them, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So keep us in mind for that.
No, that's great. And by the way, have you noticed I can't say the word cannabis enough?
Oh, I know.
We just don't get to say it that much on this show for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Well, that's because you don't have, you know, I'm here. I can say that word. I'm allowed.
That's good. All right. We only have a few minutes, Jeffrey. So let's get into some of the normal stuff that we do, the rates and programs. I guess based on a $280,000 sales price, looking for your rates. Where are we today?
Oh, my gosh. Our rates are amazing. Our government rates are 3.5%.
Unbelievable. So
unbelievable.
That's FHA, VA.
FHA and VA, yes. So on an FHA purchase, you're looking at a purchase price of $280, a PITI MI payment at $1,590. The APR on that is 4.028.
Excellent. That's the first time we've been under $1,600 in I don't know how long.
Here.
That includes taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance, the whole dance.
Yep, upfront mortgage insurance.
Okay, how about VA?
VA, you're looking at a payment of $1,534.
With a
3.709 APR, and that rate is also 3.5.
Wow. How about conventional?
Conventional, 20% down, 95. This is a 95, 5% down, straight standard purchase. We're looking at a rate of 3.875. Our PI is 1425. And all in on that, you're at 1570.
Terrific. How about the almighty investor? Did we break the 5 barrier?
We have not broken the 5 barrier, but we have something really lovely right at 5.
What do you got?
At a 75 loan to value, 25% down, you've got a payment of 1401 all in.
Terrific.
And an APR of 5.25.
Check what $1,400 a month will buy you out there, all you investors. That is incredible. What you can rent for that. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us. It was really sweet of you to come on.
Come on.
And
I'll
we'll see it. Yeah, that's right. We expect it.
That's so right. You guys have a great day and thanks for having us.
Good job, Jeffrey. See you.
Okay. Bye.
Up next, Rare Find in Tempe. Stay with us. We'll be right back on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Joe Walsh, nights at 7 p.m. on 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
President Trump staging a campaign rally this evening in Cincinnati, the first since chants of "Send her back" erupted at an event in Greenville, North Carolina, directed at the Somali-born Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Trump addressed the chants as he was leaving for Ohio.
I don't know that you can stop people. I don't know that you can. I mean, we'll see what we can do. I'd prefer that they don't. But if they do it, we'll have to make a decision then.
Less than 24 hours before Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello is expected to leave office, political chaos threatens to paralyze the island with a constitutional crisis. Confirmation of the nominee to succeed Rossello has been delayed into next week. Drivers were stunned, but no one was hurt when a single-propeller KR-2 aircraft landed today on a busy stretch of road in Parkland, Washington, south of Tacoma. A state trooper said the pilot was able to land during a break in traffic after a fuel system malfunction caused the plane to stall. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio, would you believe two more wrong-way driving incidents, one last night near Casa Grande, the other on I-10 in Chandler just after noon this afternoon.
One of our troopers attempted to block off a wrong-way driver in the HOV lane. The vehicle then struck the front left of the patrol car and kept going.
Impairment expected in both cases. Charges filed against a bus driver for a Goodyear daycare center for disabled children. 36-year-old Diana Salgado Gutierrez accused of leaving a nonverbal autistic 16-year-old child on her bus for 3 hours.
They saw that she was in violation of school policy and the safety procedures that they were to follow.
Mason nail salon worker arrested for molesting a 5-year-old boy.
One of the employees kind of grabbed him by the arm. She originally thought he was just being friendly and playing with him, and then she saw him reach down into the boy's shorts.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. In Glendale, there's an accident at 67th Avenue at Butler Drive, Chandler accident, Chandler Boulevard west of Loop 101, and in Scottsdale, accident at McDowell Road at Pima Road. This traffic update is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline, 877-MADD-HELP, or visit MADD.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a partly cloudy low of 87, calm winds. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny and hot, high 106. West-southwest winds, 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, Friday night, low 89. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 110. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, it's being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. You just fill out an email address, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across this valley.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, you don't have to go through the whole song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Davey and Ed. Edda!
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
It's probably why I've been falling all over myself during the whole show. Just can't get the words out.
So it's your birthday, August 1st.
Yeah.
1940. Edda. Ed is our new stepdad. Did you know that?
Yeah, we'll just lose the step. Just call him a dad.
Ah.
He's earned it. He's earned it.
And,
that was something last night.
So yeah, last night.
It was a big night. You guys ever seen the movie Big Night? We had a big night last night.
So.
With a twist.
My mother, Lois.
Your mother?
Our mother.
Our mother. Yes, we
share the same. She says, hey, let's get together and have a birthday dinner. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. All right. Birthday dinner. Killed two birds with one stone. Dave and Ed. Cut to, we get there and we have a couple appetizers, apps. And then Ed proposes to Mom. Proposes.
Bachelorette style for all you Bachelor Nation.
You know, they got those t-shirts with the fake tuxedo on them.
Something was up.
It's cute. And then.
Well, and then, so you got to say, so it's a four-course meal.
Right.
So the proposal happened after, what, the first course. And then we kind of, you know, chatted or whatever. And then after the third course.
What happens?
What happened then? Some guy in a black robe shows up to the dinner. We're in a little private area in the restaurant. A judge shows up.
The judge.
And suddenly the proposal, the engagement, which lasted all of about 35 minutes, turned into wedding vows.
How about that?
So it was a big night with a twist and another twist.
Yeah.
Started out as a big birthday dinner. Then it was an engagement. And then suddenly they were getting married. And we were giving Mom away for the third time.
You kind of got lost in the shuffle. So I wanted to sing happy birthday to you.
Ah, that's true. Didn't quite make the marquee, everybody.
But anyway, congratulations.
Yes.
Ed
very
and Mom.
Very happy for Mom and Ed.
And
a great addition to the family.
Yeah.
Ed.
So
top notch.
And Davey, happy birthday.
Thanks, brother.
Many, 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 many more.
Can only hope. You'll be catching up to me here in a few months.
Actually, you know, when you have your birthday, now you're 2 years older than me. Two full.
Yeah, I know. You always hold that against me.
Two full years.
Anyway, you want to talk about some real estate?
Yeah.
Because I got this thing. You know, Tempe.
Tempe. Off the hook.
The rental rates in the Tempe, Scottsdale, South Scottsdale, Tempe, ASU, between there, they are some of the highest rental rates in town. And there is a newer type community built in 2017, and it's sort of modern. multi-story individual units, and there's 31 of them, and they're in a community, and there's a pool, and then a fitness center, and the whole thing, and one entity owns 17 of these units, and they're selling them for $7.45 million, which is about $400,000 a door. Now, these units are approximately, let's see, 1,700 square feet up to 3,000 square feet. No, 1,700 square feet. And what's interesting is these things are netting a 6.42 cap. Net operating income, $478,000 a year. And a lot of them are leased up. And the lease rates running, now remember, the units are about 1,800 square feet. The rental rates on these are $2,500 to $3,000 a month. And they're newer, and they're in Tempe, so there's not a lot of capital of capital expense, Rick, because it's all new. It's like sort of done in California, Newport Beach styles.
My daughter is moving into 922 Apache.
Okay, now everyone knows where she is.
August 19th.
All six of our listeners are aware of where your daughter lives.
That's all right. They don't know what room number. Anyway.
So, you know about rents.
Yeah, six people living in one room that is kind of split into two or three different suites with a common area.
Yeah.
And I pay $800 for her a month.
So, how about we got a...
Eight times that's $4,800 a month.
Yeah. We have a little rental down there, four bedrooms. It's a house built in 1960. We're renting it for $2,200 a month. $2,200 a month.
Pretty crazy.
If
pretty
you guys
nuts.
Are interested... And by the way, there's other stuff we can find you, single family rentals. Rentals in Tempe right now are very, they're cash flowing. Give us a call.
But they're also expensive.
Yeah, but at a 6.4 cap makes sense. Perhaps. Maybe we could get a deal on it. Maybe we get them for less than 400. Maybe we get them for 350. I don't know.
You got to go a little bit into the South Scottsdale to get a little bit better deal.
We got to try it. That's where these are. Anyway, call us 480-451-3318. We work with investors all sizes, all shapes, multifamily, commercial, single family income, you name it. We do it. Give us a call.
You want to do it?
I gotta get into this fix and flip thing.
Got it. Do it.
This is very interesting. You know, it is a sport, Rick. And now with the iBuyers, the institutional buyers out there, the Zillows, the OfferPads, the Open Doors, because essentially those are flippers. They are flippers. They are continually providing liquidity to our market. Interesting. So Catherine Rieger's column. The median home price now in Phoenix just hit a record of $278,000. That's all Metro Phoenix. Metro Phoenix. So monthly flips, homes bought and resold within 6 months, climbed to about 1,000 in May. Just May. That's the highest monthly flipping streak, she calls it a flipping streak, since the end of the foreclosure crisis in 2013, according to the Cromford report. Now, that does include the iBuyer type deals, like Open Door OfferPad, which, you know, make cash offers, they put carpet and paint, and they turn around, and they're basically like the Costco of flipping.
That's why it's a little confusing that the average price hasn't fallen a little bit.
Well, they're getting more. There's so much volume going on. Now, so here's the interesting thing, and I'm bringing this full circle to what you were talking about in the first segment, about the Fed. Flips fell 30% during the last half of 2018 when interest rates climbed and home sales fell. Remember, home sales fell off the cliff? But they've now come back to a 9-year high when rates plummeted in the first quarter of 2019, according to the most recent information from this data solution company. So, you know, that's the interesting thing. The annoying thing about it is, you know, every day I get multiple text messages seeing if I want to sell my house. Do you get those?
I finally got one for Buckeye.
Yeah.
I got one for Buckeye today. Hey, you want to sell your Buckeye house? I said, never. over my dead body.
You know,
Buckeye is the happiest place on earth.
It's all good until somebody gets hurt.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means, that means this market, you know, it's nice and strong now and we're lucky. We're in growth, but you know, we're not Seattle yet. That's what it means. Coming back, valley-wide distress sales, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand. You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand, my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best pricing and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, not as much, but they're out there. Bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net or check us out at eltonbrothers.com.
Where's all the monsoons?
The non-soon season.
Honestly, I think it's one of those things that, you know, you really look forward to them and we're not getting them. Nothing.
Yeah. One. We really had one storm. That's it.
There's only one good reason not to have any monsoons. If you don't have any monsoons, you don't have any roof problems. A lot of people out there, they're just, you know, on borrowed time on all those roofs out there because the average age of a house right now is going on 16 years old. 17. From the build boom, which happened in 1994.
Through 2005.
Yeah. So all these roofs now, roofs, are all starting to be compromised. And, you know, that's the thing. When we sell real estate, we get a home inspection, and the first thing people want to know about is how old is the roof? And they're all asking these questions. You know, the deer in headlights movement is over with the shiny granite and the shiny stainless steel appliances and the white quartz and the white paint and the great grayish. You know, the fancy light fixtures. And then the rubber hits the road when you say, how old is the air conditioner? How old is the roof? And tell me about that water heater. People are starting to wake up, especially when they see the monsoons. The first thing they see, what is the integrity of this house? Windows are a big problem right now. Cause they're all old and they're all compromised. They all got that moisture in them because of August and humidity rises. So now every inspector out there is checking out windows. You can't really see that the seals are broken in the drier months. So when you're going through the home inspection process, these are things that you've got to be aware about. You're going to be calling a roofer to get you an estimate. You're going to be calling air conditioning people to get service. Get that air conditioner serviced. Present that to a buyer. Here you go, Joe buyer. I just got my air conditioner serviced. All's well. Telling you.
We got homes for buyers too, Rick.
Oh, did you want to talk about that?
I think we should. I mean, inspections are important. You know, I think we made the point.
And don't let that pool get green, people. I showed two properties over the last couple of days. The pool was soup. I thought a big alligator was going to jump out.
Not a good look.
A cat jumped out at me. Bobcat.
All right. What do you got there, Rick?
All right.
We got some new stuff.
Okay, so check this out. I'm going to do a few in a row. We got a bunch of listings that I want to tell you about that we're going to sell these things. I got a little condo at Indian School, 6125 Indian School, a one-bedroom, one-bath, 656 square feet, just reduced it today to 134. Have you ever been in the Scottsdale condominiums area?
Nice.
It's a great area. Right there. It's in Scottsdale. This is a Scottsdale one-bedroom for 134. I just put this house on the market a couple days ago in Litchfield Park. Four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 2851 square feet, built in 02 with a pool, 3-car garage, 360. Great floor plan. One bedroom has its own bathroom.
126 a foot.
Check this one out. Tramonto. Four bedrooms, 2 baths, 2126 square feet, built in 03, single level, 3-car garage, pool, big yard, mountain views. $395 all day.
Come see one of the nicest homes in Greyhawk. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, backs to the park, pool, 3-car garage, almost 2,900 square feet, built in 98. We had it at 719.9. Now we're at 7045, Rick. 7045, backs to the park in Greyhawk. Great family area. 5 bedrooms, lots of room.
You want a basement home?
Sure. What you got?
I got one for you. How about Shea and Hayden? Can you beat that area?
You mean like the center of town?
Pretty much the center of town. Gated community.
Like a bullseye?
Monterey home. Built in 1994. Updated to a point. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 4,000 square feet with a pool. In a gated community. In Scottsdale. 3-car garage. $899.
Wow. Great location. Incredible.
Yeah, you can't
gated community. How about North Scottsdale? 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, den office, 2.5-car garage, 3,700 square feet. We had it at 825. Big reduction, people. 729 for a custom home.
At Pinnacle Peak and Pima.
At Pinnacle Peak and Pima with McDowell Mountain Views.
How about Aviano? Have you heard of Aviano?
I have.
Pinnacle Peak, Tatum area.
Love it.
7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 06. Sweeping staircase. Sweeping dual staircase.
A Gone with the Wind staircase.
Pool, spa, more bedrooms, basement, theaters, game rooms, pretty much anything you want. $1,249,000.
Okay, we'll do one more. 7 acres. Zone C2. Put your own gas station, restaurant, bank, you name it, structure. 7 acres, subdividable at the corner of 111th Avenue. And be more specific, that would be the northwest, southwest corner of 111th Avenue and Olive, about a mile and a quarter west of the 101 freeway.
The rest of it go on eltonbrothers.com.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say the price.
No, keep them guessing.
Okay. Keep them guessing?
Okay. Go ahead.
Because we had it at $1,296,000. Now it's down to $1.195 for 7 acres. C2. Do what you want, C2 on there.
You know, why doesn't somebody just build more rentals, more apartments?
Yeah.
I mean, there is an apartment boom right now. And what do you think is going to happen with all these apartments being built?
They're going to be leased up.
They're going to be leased up, but.
You know how much demand there is? They do all these studies. There's enough demand for 5 more years of building out here.
The word saturation comes to mind.
Well, you would think, except, you know, it's a desert and there's a lot of desert out there when I look around. When's the last time you went to like Philadelphia and saw like a ton of vacant land in the middle of the city?
I was just in Fluffy.
I know. It's pretty dense.
All I see is trees.
It's all
you
dense.
You can't see anything.
If you see trees in Philadelphia, it's part of a park.
No.
Yeah.
You drive on the freeway down there and you can't see anything
between.
The freeway.
Yeah, I know.
Pennsylvania.
I'm just saying, there's not a lot of vacant land in the middle of Atlanta or in the middle of Philadelphia.
I don't know. I think there's a ton of vacant land. You fly over it and all you see is brush.
I was just in Atlanta.
I'd rather see desert.
I bet.
Sahoro cactus.
That's not the point I'm trying to make, Rick.
I get it.
The point I'm trying to make is we have a lot of still infill, room to grow, room to expand.
And you know what happens in South Scottsdale? They start dozing some of these older Hallcraft homes, building custom homes.
Yeah.
I looked at 1,300 square feet in South Scottsdale the other day. Guess how much?
450.
Close. 410. 410, the average priced home down there, that's 1,500 to 1,700 square feet, those old Hallcraft homes.
Yeah.
They're all 390 to 500,000.
Incredible.
Nuts. I remember when they got over 300, I was like, no way. Now they're almost 450.
Well, that's the Airbnb thing happening. It's the rent rate. It's South Scottsdale revitalization.
But there is a lot of junk. You got to buyer beware. Buyer beware. All these fix and flips. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's a good way to put a bow on it. You do have to find the good ones because there's so many bad ones. All right. I want to thank Jeffrey W. for hanging out with us today, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, the best steaks in town. Bring your clients, bring your family, go celebrate a birthday there. It's awesome. You won't ever forget it. Inspect 10 Home Inspections. Our man behind the glass, Jason, thank you. And, of course, a big Real Estate Show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we didn't talk about this, but we do have flexible fees. The radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318, 480-451-3318. Elton Brothers at Cox.net. See you next Thursday at 3 right here on The Real Estate Show.
Is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Brian Kilmeade.